What up, what up, what up? It's the Kid Polo Pool coming with another episode of the Man Stash Minute, highlighting prominent figures within Black History Month. This figure was the second African-American to receive a doctorate from Harvard after W.E.B. Du Bois. He was also known as the father of Black history. This man dedicated his career to the field of African-American history and lobbied extensively to establish Black History Month as a nationwide institution. He also wrote many historical works, including the 1933 book, The Miseducation of the Negro. And this is none other than the late, great Dr. Carter G. Woodson. So please stay tuned right here on the Man Stash Minute.
This is the Man Stash Minute. I love you, Daddy.
What up, what up, what up? And we are back on the Man Stash Minute, highlighting the beautiful life of Carter Goodwin Woodson. Woodson was born December 19, 1875 in New Canton, Virginia, to Anna Eliza Riddle Woodson and James Woodson. The fourth of seven children, young Woodson worked as a sharecropper and a miner to help his family. He began his high school in his late teens and proved to be an excellent student, completing a four-year course of study in less than 2 years. After attending Berea College in Kentucky, Woodson worked for the U.S. government as an education superintendent in the Philippines. He undertook more travels before returning stateside to continue his studies, earning his bachelor's and master's degree from the University of Chicago. Woodson went on to receive a doctorate from Harvard University in 1912, becoming just the second African-American to earn a PhD from the prestigious institution, of course after W.E.B. Du Bois. After finishing his education, Woodson dedicated himself to the field of African-American history. In 1915, Woodson helped found the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History, later named the Association for the Study of African-American Life and History, which had the goal of placing African-American historical contributions front and center. Woodson established the scholarly publication Journal of Negro History in 1916, and to help teachers with African-American studies, he created the Negro History Bulletin in 1937. Woodson also formed the African-American-owned Associated Publishers Press in 1921. Outside of his writing pursuits, Woodson held down several positions in academia. He served as a principal of the Armstrong Manual Training School in Washington, D.C. before becoming a dean at Howard University and the West Virginia Collegiate Institute. Woodson wrote more than a dozen books over the course of his career, most notably The Miseducation of the Negro in 1933. With its focus on the Western indoctrination system and African-American self-empowerment, The Miseducation has become required reading at numerous colleges and universities. Additional books from the author include A Century of Negro Migration, 1918, The History of the Negro Church, 1921, and The Negro in Our History, 1922. Woodson also penned literature for elementary and secondary school students. Woodson lobbied schools and organizations to participate in a special program to encourage the study of African American history, which began in February 1926 with Negro History Week. The program was later expanded and renamed Black History Month. Woodson had chosen February for the initial week-long celebration to honor the birth months of abolitionist Frederick Douglass and President Abraham Lincoln. Woodson subsequently died on April 3, 1950, a respected and ardent figure who received accolades for his vision. His legacy continues on, with Black History Month being a national cultural force recognized by a variety of media formats, organizations, and educational institutions. Woodson's accomplishments are also remembered through the University of Virginia's Carter G. Woodson Institute for African American and African Studies and the Dr. Carter G. Woodson African American Museum in St. Petersburg, Florida. And this is the life and amazing legacy of Dr. Carter G. Woodson. Speaking on legacy, many of us search life aimlessly, grasping for what American deems as the dream. From my point of view, that dream holds no value to us, the Black collective. To make a legacy, you have to be brave and bold enough to do so, all by your own means, terms, and actions. The world doesn't owe you anything, kings and queens, but it is definitely yours for the taking. So please, whatever you do out there, please ensure that you create your own legacy. And this is the Mustache Minute, and I am your host, Polo Paul, signing out. Bye.